Big changes to Medicaid in Florida.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Republican governor of Florida has been one of the fiercest critics of President Obama's health care overhaul. But yesterday, Rick Scott reversed course on a big part of that law and dropped his opposition to expanding health care for the poor in his state. He says he'll expand Medicaid for 3 years. For more, we're joined by our health care reporter, Dan Gorenstein at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, Dan, why this shift from Governor Scott?
You know, I think there are a couple of reasons, Jeremy. One, you have the fact that, you know, this is the law of the land, and Rick Scott said we've got to deal with reality. And as long as the federal government is promising that it will pay 100% of the Medicaid costs for the first 3 years, he can't in good conscience turn that down. This is huge news for Florida hospitals. You know, they're the ones who have to absorb the cost for all these uninsured patients who come in. And there's no doubt that the hospital lobby was fierce in the state of Florida, encouraging lawmakers and the governor to go in this direction. Finally, Governor Rick Scott talked about his mother. And he said a few months ago she passed away and he had basically a change of heart. And it helped him sort of see and understand more what's at stake.
And this was not the only piece of news out of Florida yesterday. The state got a waiver from the Department of Health and Human Services. Tell us about that.
Right. So this waiver basically is going to allow Florida to expand its pilot program that it already has up and running, which is going to allow the state to privatize its Medicaid program, which is for about 3 million people, which means the state will hire a third party to come in and manage this program. Now, the reason that Rick Scott, this is something that Rick Scott has fought so hard for, is he believes by privatizing Medicaid, it will help control costs. And when your Medicaid program costs about a quarter of your entire budget, that's a huge concern for Scott and lawmakers.
What were the opponents saying about this?
Well, I mean, you know, this pilot program has been up and running, and it's been problematic. Patients have complained that there have been cutbacks on care. Doctors are talking about too much red tape. Even some insurers have dropped out of the program. But it's far from clear that this is the model that's going to work for Florida long term.
Marketplace's healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.